Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Gateway Rescue Mission, meeting the physical and spiritual needs of the homeless right here in Jackson, Mississippi. Check us out at www.gatewaymission.org.
Free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Well, it's always exciting when we get to come on the air and talk Southern Miss sports. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Bob Getty, Kelly Sander. We're in the Southern Bank Course Studio here in Hattiesburg. Dima will be joining us shortly. He's a working man. He's out actually doing things. Kelly and I lay around in our Megadeth t-shirts, boxer shorts until it's time to come in here.
Man, this is the best time of life right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
The problem is we're at the age where we don't know if we'll wake up tomorrow.
Right. We don't know how much more good times there are.
Right. So might as well enjoy them, right?
Southern Bank Car Studio here at beautiful Oak Grove, Mississippi. Opening segment of our show today, sponsored by our wonderful friends down the street at Movie Star Restaurant. We can't say enough about Lori Ford and her great, great family that has been running that restaurant for over 25 years. I've never had one bad experience there. I say that all the time, but it's true. I don't think you will either. Movie Star Restaurant, delicious buffets, 11 to 2, Monday through Friday and on Sunday, and on Friday nights from 5 till 8. All right, we got a fun show today. Lee Roberts is going to be joining us later in the program, former Southern Miss quarterback, color analyst for the Football Network, and a great friend of ours. Throne Spud, that's one of Kelly's favorite websites, and the owner of that will be joining us here in just a few minutes as well. But first, and this kind of ties into something I wanted to bring up with you, Kelly. There's been a lot of rumors floating around lately after this federal court ruling that Kyle Morrison, second baseman that transferred here last year from South Alabama and was, the leading home run hitter on the team this year. A lot of rumors that he technically has another year of eligibility because of his court ruling, and I've been seeing a lot of print publications, etc., saying that there's a good chance he's going to come back. Well, our sources have told us this morning that he will not be coming back, so we do not think that Kyle Morrison will be returning to the team. And that I bring that up to bring this question up to you, Kelly, with this late court ruling where federal judges just seem to have their noses in every aspect of our lives, but a federal judge has ruled that the players who started in 2022 because of COVID are eligible for another year. Now, three football players came back. Again, we're told Kyle Morrison will not be coming back, and it raises this question to me. This late in the year, haven't most coaches set their roster and set their plans for the upcoming season, and would it not be difficult to bring unexpected players back once you have really kind of set what your roster is going to be?
Yes to both questions. Ideally, if that ruling was going to be made, you wished it would have been made immediately upon the end of the last collegiate baseball season when teams were already tinkering with their rosters for the next 2 years. Even as good as some of the players are that fit that mold, and the questions came up too, you know, why wasn't Bull eligible for another year? Again, it was a select number of players that fell into a very rare category. It just so happens that Morrison fit that criteria. But coaches, when they immediately, the season's over, they're immediately looking at their roster for next year.
Almost the next day.
Yeah, and transfer portal commits come in, and you say, okay, well, let's get this guy from so-and-so to play this position. And so those players are coming in expecting that that's where they're going to be. Well, then 2 or 3 months later, as you mentioned, the federal judge makes a ruling which now gives you potentially a choice at some of your players coming back. What's problematic is promises to whatever degree have already been made to transfer portal players who are here, and coaches want to honor their commitments.
Sure.
You know, they made the promise to the guys that came
here. You wouldn't want a coach that doesn't.
I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't. So it's unfortunate that the decision came down this late, and I don't think there's any doubt that Morrison was certainly exploring what would the possibilities be, but it's understanding from our sources that it's not going to happen.
Right. So. I think these judges just need to kind of back up a little bit, don't you?
As if things couldn't get much worse and much more difficult to keep track of.
Good gracious. Well, on a positive note, Kelly, you know what happens tonight?
The National Football League preseason schedule begins?
Say that again.
The National Football League preseason begins.
The greatest professional sport in the world is going to kick off again tonight.
Unfortunately, I think you're... your team, well, your former team.
I don't have a team.
Yes,
Kelly.
That's right. That's
but
right.
Go ahead.
The Washington team, formerly known as the Redskins.
Correct.
They don't play tonight, I don't think.
Good.
But since we're talking about it, though, the Detroit Lions will play the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals are going to play Joe Burrow at least one series. Green Bay playing Pittsburgh. Indianapolis versus New England. The L.A. Chargers, who are the AFC West preseason favorites, they're going to host the Houston Texans. That should be a good game, even though it's a preseason game. Arizona playing the Las Vegas Raiders. That's going to be difficult to get used to, right? The Las Vegas Raiders. And the Tennessee Titans against San Francisco 49ers. NFL preseason tonight. Remember, only three preseason games this year.
I think that's good.
And instead of you having just 1 week between the final preseason game and your NFL opener, they're going to play three consecutive weeks and then have a two-week layoff before they actually play their opener.
Am I right? The Saints open up in Paris?
No, they play in Paris in October.
October.
They will be playing the Steelers, and that will be considered a home game for New Orleans. And having been to Paris, having a daughter that lives there, that is the team that people in Paris follow. They love the Saints because of the fleur-de-lis and the French influence that the entire city of New Orleans has had and continues to have. And you can't get a ticket for that game without paying mucho.
I think more overseas games than ever this year in the league.
And a lot of times they don't even know the rules. It's an event. So New Orleans will play Pittsburgh. I think it's the third week in October.
We'll start bringing Patrick McGee back on the show on a more regular basis in the next couple of weeks when we get closer. But all indications are people that really study Saints football, they believe New Orleans could be a contender for their conference this year. Are you buying that?
I am. I am, too. I don't think that there's any team in that NFC South division that's just going to roll away with it. You still have to like what Baker Mayfield has done with Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's got a really tough schedule, though, because they finished first in that division last year, so they have to play a lot of first-place teams from other divisions this year. But in other football news, the Mississippi JUCOs have added a regular season game to the schedule this year. So they, instead of playing the 9 games that they have played in the past, they will play a 10-game regular season. So you get a little bit better sample as to which teams are the best in the East and the West. And there will be playoff ramifications there as well. We'll discuss that as we get a little bit closer to the season. But JUCOs will be playing, and they had by far the shortest season with only 9 weeks.
When does high school football start?
A lot of exhibitions, what they call jamborees, we're scheduled for a week from tonight, the 21st. Mm-hmm. But I expect there maybe to be some changes, maybe not widespread. But again, from all indications from many weather services around the area, they're expecting ambient temperatures to be from 100 to 105 all next week, which even at 6 o'clock at night would have that heat index over 100 degrees. So I don't know if you might not see some of those be changed. Or the rules where they're playing a few less snaps than before. But Jamborees the 21st, the first regular season games, the ones that quote-unquote count, will be the following Thursday, August 28th.
You know, they say these are the dog days of summer, but I don't understand it. My dog won't go outside. She'll go outside and pee, and she's coming right back in. She wants under the AC.
Yeah, dogs aren't stupid, right? the rain or the heat, they don't.
Yeah, the Pearl Girl wants nothing to do with hot weather.
I'm telling you what, if we don't get some rain around here pretty soon, a lot of yards are just burning up.
Kelly, I put what a soaker hose is.
Sure.
So my wife's out of town yesterday. She got home last night. I put a soaker hose. She's got a yard full of flowers on her azaleas, and I let it run for probably an hour, and I went out and turned it off, and the ground was so dry that there was no water standing anywhere. It had soaked that up.
And that was after an hour.
What does that tell you?
And the only place in the country that's getting any rain is the state of Indiana and Illinois, and they're flooded out.
Yeah,
they're getting rain every single day.
I don't believe there's a hotter place in America than South Mississippi when it's humid in a 95 degrees.
Well, Al Gore said, "I told you so, I told you so." You know, wasn't he the first one pushing?
Well, he invented the internet.
Global warming, that's where he learned it, I think, was on the internet.
He invented the internet.
But statistically, I guess this is the hottest July we've ever had as a country. So maybe there's some truth to it. I don't know.
I don't know. Then we'll probably have the coldest winter we've ever had.
Could be. But you know, the good news, Bob, you and I statistically maybe have another 20 years to have to deal with it.
Well, you're just full of damn gloom and doom today, aren't you, Sandra?
Hey, the way the world's going, I'm not sure it's gloom or doom.
Wow, I'm hoping I'll make it through the hour. All right, we're going to have a little fun. Throned Spud owner Mason DeLisser,
if I got DeLisser.
That right. DeLisser. He's next. Lee Roberts still to come. We're going to have a good Eagle Hour, and we hope you'll stay with us. Hang on.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, welcome back. This segment sponsored by our good friends out at Eagle Tire West. That's where you find Matt Warren and the gang out there. They sell Goodyear and other premium product tires. They do full service work on cars and trucks, including air conditioning work, which, Lord have mercy. The last thing you want to have happen right now is lose an air conditioner anywhere, right, Kelly?
Man, I'll tell you what, I rarely go to a butcher shop, but I say, I just want to look at the meat inside the refrigerator or the freezer. Can I just go in and look?
You just want to stick your head up in the refrigerator.
That's right.
Eagle Tire West out on Highway 98 West. Also, Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is always fun, but never forget who is the most important player, you. Get an annual physical, exercise, eat good, be sure you do everything you can to keep your health good. And when you have a problem, Forest Health will be here with expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org. I've said it 1,000 times, Kelly Sander, but man, we are fortunate to have such a sophisticated medical facility here in town.
And as you get older, you become more conscious of those sorts of things.
About that.
Glad to have them with us and going to be with us for a while, it looks like.
All right. One of Kelly's favorite websites, and one is really growing fast in the country, is Throned Spud. And Mason DeLisser is part of that. And I think he told us the last time he was on that this came from them being couch potatoes. Did I have that right, Mason, or was that my imagination?
You got it right.
That explains why Sander is so attached to your website.
Man, they've got almost 25,000 followers now. Now, look, if you're into cutting-edge 60 Minutes journalism...
This ain't it.
This is not the segment.
No, sir.
Throned Spud really, really specializes in making sports prognostications and just fun sort of things, like where are the best places to eat if you're going to James Madison or to Old Dominion or any of these other places. They've even rated places in Hattiesburg. And as we welcome you, Mason, I want to back up to earlier. We had you on very early in the football season. Actually, we were at the end of the baseball season kind of thinking about football season. Now that things have begun to settle in a little, even though we haven't taken a snap, practices have begun. You look more in-depth at these Sun Belt teams. Are there any teams that the Throned Spud guys have changed their opinions on, either for the better or the worse, as we get closer to kickoff 2026?
Oh yeah, just looking at the Sun Belt, I'm falling even more in love with Old Dominion. I think Ricky Ronnie out there and just the defenses that he builds. Especially, I think they might have the best cornerback duo in the country, honestly, with Zion Frank and Brandon Crutchfield. I think they're going to be kind of scary this year. So I think, and...
Yeah, we're buying Old Dominion, too. We're definitely buying Old Dominion.
Yes, yeah, and I'm looking at that Saturday, November 28th at Old Dominion to end the season for Southern Miss. That's not a matchup that I think they're necessarily looking forward to, especially with those two guys back there. But... Yeah, they're scaring me a little more for sure.
So Mason, you're not in love like so much media with James Madison to win the East?
Oh no, I still have them to win to win the East for sure. The Old Dominion's just sneaking up on me, and I think they could definitely give JMU a run for the conference title. But they're still my favorites. They return a lot of production this year. I believe 60%. Is what I was looking at the other day, but I like ODU's sleeper ability.
What about Marshall? I just see Marshall as sort of a dark horse. How do you view the herd?
I love that you mentioned Marshall. They're also one of my surprise teams. I mean, when you got Carlos Del Rio Wilson there, I mean, anything can happen for the offense. Mm-hmm. I think. I mean, he was the preseason player of the year on offense, right? So. Mm-hmm. He can do anything on a football field, and then they've got some talented pieces at the skill position. So I think they can definitely put up some numbers for sure. That's a great surprise team.
Now, Mason, a lot of the Vegas odds makers have the over/under at Southern Miss wins at 3.5 or 4.5, depending on which site you go to. And I think you had projected the Eagles with 4 wins. So if all this holds true, all of you are going to be pretty doggone close. You still like that number of 4 for Southern Miss?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with my guns here.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with my guns. But, yeah, that Vegas is dancing right around it. But, yeah, I'll stick with 4 just because of how scary the top of that conference looks as we were talking. And just there's a lot of new pieces this year. It's going to take a little while to gel, I think, for Coach Anderson. But good foundation.
Troy, you like in the West, correct? The Troy Trojans or Louisiana? Do you guys have Louisiana?
We currently got Troy having a better season than Louisiana. We got Troy 8-4.
Yeah.
Just like what they did a little more in the off season. But Louisiana's got some pieces. I like their receivers, Shelton Sampson. They can make some noise out there, but still like me, Troy.
Okay, now Mason, let's talk about some things that are really serious, particularly to football foodies, people that like to tailgate and like to hit different watering holes and eateries prior to football games in any of the Sun Belt cities. All right, so you're coming to Hattiesburg, and you've had a little bit of experience. Tell us about some of your favorite eats and some of the places you like to stop at if you ever get to the Berg.
So I've only visited once in the last few years, but the place that really stuck with me the most, I'm just going to recommend one so I don't lead too many people astray here, but Ed's Burger Joint was fantastic. I don't know what y'all think about them, but one of the better burgers and fries I've ever had. Just the perfect amount of grease, but you know, it's still still very tasty. I loved it. That one still sticks with me.
Did you did you by any chance go to Fuzzy's Tacos while you were here down in Midtown?
You know what? I have not. I haven't gone to the Fuzzy's in Hattiesburg. I have been to the one in Fort Worth, though. My brother went to college there, and they do a great taco.
Well, let me suggest that the next time you come, the atmosphere is awesome. It's right across the street from the campus. Got a garage door on the side of the building. Great margaritas.
And I didn't know that there, Mason, was a recommended or suggested acceptable level of grease in your
diaper. That, of course, Kelly, you know that.
Just enough to enjoy, but not enough to feel guilty.
So. All right, now I'm going to give you a suggestion when you're back, and Kelly will pay for this if you'll just let him know you're here. Go to Fuzzy's, get a blackberry margarita and 3 shrimp tacos, and you will be in heaven. Then you can walk right across the street to the stadium. Yeah. What do you think, Kelly?
Yeah. Margarita sold me.
Yep. Yeah, you would definitely have a good time before the game, depending on who the Eagles are playing. I don't know how good of a time you'd have.
Come back at halftime. And get another margarita.
No, we're hoping, you know, we're waiting optimistically on this season, Mason. But you guys rate just about everything under the sun, including restaurants and watering holes in different places around. Man, what a great job that research staff has for you guys at Throne Spud.
Oh yeah, yeah, we're hard at work during the season doing our research.
When they get off the couch.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to ask you about one school that I don't know we brought up the first time. Yesterday on our show, we had Sonny Cumbie, the head coach of Louisiana Tech, on the show. And after listening to the interview, I mean, I have to believe that Tech can step in the league and get real competitive real fast. How do you see that?
I would agree. They were one of the teams that I think they have one of the better defenses on paper. And I think it's just a matter of gelling on offense a little bit. They do have some continuity at the QB spot. So I think if they can just cement what they were starting to build at the end of the last year, I think they can definitely make some noise. I can't remember what exactly I have them at, but I think I kind of have them hovering around that 500. So, I mean, a few of those flip games go their way, and they're right there fighting for the conference. So I can see that for sure.
Mason, one of the things that we debated yesterday on the program as well is the overall quality of Conference USA football, which is where the Bulldogs are coming from, and Sun Belt football. Do you have any strong feelings one way or the other if somebody asked you the question overall, which quality of football is better, the Sun Belt or Conference USA, how would you answer that question, which might help fans determine what they think Louisiana Tech is going to do this year?
Yeah. Not just trying to be a homer because of the station I'm on, but I do like the strength of the Sun Belt a little more. They have a little more depth this year, and I think they just do a little bit of better job in the recruiting department. But, I think Conference USA is just, every year it's kind of wide open. There always seems to be a few dark horses, but it feels like in Sun Belt, if you build something strong, it can kind of last a little while. You get some of these guys to come back. Like the returning production numbers in the Sun Belt's pretty good. So I think they just overall build stronger teams, and I think it's going to be a little tougher for Louisiana Tech to adjust.
Real quick before we let you go, Mason, you guys almost 25,000 followers on Instagram. What do you guys attribute the success of your Instagram account at Throne Spud?
Oh, just all the fan base, the interactions, they've just been great. Like the wide range from across the country, whether it be like a Utah State or like you guys, the Southern Miss, Marshall, just all these smaller school fan bases, you don't realize how passionate they are and how much they love it until they start interacting with your stuff. So we really just try to make content for them, and it highlights their, you know, their passion, their atmosphere, their towns.
100%.
That's really work.
And I could not agree with you more. I could not agree with you more. All the media wants to talk about is the Big Ten and the SEC, and people that went to smaller schools love their universities. So thank you and your guys for paying attention to the smaller schools, my man.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Pleasure. All right. Get back on the couch, Mason, until we call you again. Right, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thank you all so much. It's a lot of fun.
Mason DeLesser, everybody. Throne Spud. Check it out.
On Instagram.
I bet our next guest is a big fan of Throne Spud.
Let's see if he's even heard of Throne Spud.
Lee Roberts next.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, everybody, welcome back. I want to thank the guys from Throne Spud for joining us. That was fun. This segment is sponsored by DBAT down on Hardy Street. That's where everybody goes for baseball and softball training. Adult sport training of every kind, from pickleball to tennis, they can help you be better at your game. They've got expert counselors down there, trainers that can put a program together for you. As for Luke Reynolds, the GM, tell him you heard about it on the Eagle Hour and check out what DBAT could do for you if you are an adult athlete that enjoys tennis and other sports like that.
Speaking of pickleball, we've got the pickleball OG.
We actually have the South Mississippi pickleball champion.
That's him.
About to join us. And no better friend do we have than Lee Roberts, and it's always a pleasure to have him on the show. He'll be joining us during football season every week. Of course, Lee, have you been humiliating people on the pickleball court?
I really haven't. So
no?
my kids have been picking on me because my my rating in pickleball has gone down a little bit. So
really?
I got to get it back going.
Well, nobody wants to play him. You know, it's like homecoming.
He shows no mercy. Have you ever gotten Marchant Kenny on a pickleball court? I'd pay to see that.
I haven't, but Carl Shannon said he wants to, but I was hesitant to like get out there with him. So the last time I played tennis with him, it was like hitting home runs. That was all he could do. So I don't know. Marchant might could do it. I'm not sure, though. I have to ask him.
And you know, Marchant says that he is the reason you had such a great football career, was his defensive prowess. They always took the pressure off of you.
Oh, for sure, man. You got great defense. That's what wins championships. So I had to score more than they allowed.
I still think going back to the Bobby Collins years, and I know we're going to talk about this year's squad here in a minute, but, and not to say this to be patronizing with Lee on the phone, but I still think to this day, in my 40 years of covering Southern Miss, the best individual game I've ever seen the Eagles play was that Liberty Bowl game. That Lee,
I agree. Lee, 100% agree. Lee, I think it was top to bottom. I mean, all phases, it was phenomenal.
Well, I've said this before. I'm going to embarrass him just a little bit. And I do actually think this is 1,000% true. I think this man is the most underrated quarterback in Southern Miss history. And I think when you talk about the Mount Rushmore of Southern Miss quarterbacks, this man has to be on that mountain.
Wow.
Well, I believe that.
There have been some good ones.
That's pretty strong. So I appreciate those kind words.
Well,
for sure.
He didn't do nothing but win. How does that sound? Winning. How does that sound, everybody? Winning. Lee, are we going to win this fall?
Man, that's the plan. You know, that's what those guys are working hard every day for. Obviously, a lot of things, as you guys know. I know Dima's been out of practice a lot, but they're a young team. They've got a gel. It's a new team, so anything can happen. But I think Coach Anderson's excited about this squad, though.
How difficult is that, Lee? And how do you get a team to gel?
I mean, I think it's, you know, just having them be able to spend as much time as they can together. You know, it's ironic you're asking me how much time I spent out at practice up to this point. I was out there this week, and the first thing I really encountered once practice got going was a fight between a wide receiver and a defensive back. They were in what they call shells, so they didn't have knee pads, and you're not supposed to go to the ground. Well, the wide receiver lowers his shoulder and his helmet and runs over the defensive back, and I think that kind of stuff like creates like a little tension, which creates guys to really focus and to continue to compete. But in a sense, I think it gels too, because you have to, when you walk off the field, you got to become best buddies. Your competitors on the field, but your best buddies off the field. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what built a program, and you know, I think Coach Anderson wants that. I know I've heard on this program, Marchand has joked about Coach Bauer allowing a fight here and there. I think it's good. I think it's great for a program. But at the end of the day, when they line up against the opposite color jersey, they got to be able to be teammates and pull together as one.
All right. Well, obviously, everybody watches the quarterback. We find it, of course, we have no inside information whatsoever about this, but we would find it hard to believe you would bring a kid in from another school as a transfer without him being at least in your mind the lead candidate for the starting job. Is that a fair assessment?
I think so. I mean, I think you're always trying to improve each position, and you try to improve every room, whether it be the quarterback or running back or defensive back, what have you. And so if you have an opportunity to hit the portal and bring somebody in, because we didn't have a proven quarterback. I mean, we had Andrew Liddy, we had John White. We signed a couple younger guys as well. But you bring a guy in like Ethan Hampton that's got some experience. He's been at a couple of the programs, but he's definitely got the experience under his belt. I feel like it's his job to lose. I think he's the guy that's going to be the first guy we see out on the field against Alcorn. He'll get the majority of the reps in practice, and you know, until one of those other guys step up. But I don't think anybody has been named, because you still want those other guys to compete. You want to see who's going to be number two, who's going to be number three, and can you continue to push the number one as well? I think all of that really breeds success when you continue competing at one position.
Lee, once we get into the schedule, is there any particular aspect of this Eagle team that you're going to be looking at that will sell you on the fact that this Southern Miss team will be able to compete for the duration of the Sun Belt schedule?
Well, you know, we talked a while ago about defenses win championships, so that's obviously going to be one thing. And, you know, Coach Bolden, the defensive coordinator, in his first season. But, you know, I'm an offensive guy. My eye tends to go toward that offense. I want to see, you know, this Blake Anderson offense really open it up. I know we've got some talented guys out wide. Obviously, there's three guys that are competing at quarterback, and I know Coach Anderson would be comfortable with any of those three. But I really want to see this team be able to hit the field and really spread the field and try to score some points and really light it up. But, you know, obviously Southern Miss loves a hard-nosed type defense. But when you can light it up on offense too, that creates a lot of excitement.
And, you know, where Southern Miss has always been noted over the years for having that stingy, tough defense, a lot of outsiders looking in have told us they expect a lot of games for Southern Miss to be overall pretty high scoring, you know, 35 to 28, 38 to 30, those types of games. What do you anticipate, Lee, or too early to tell?
I mean, I really think it is too early to tell. I mean, if it's one of those games where, you know, again, kind of jumping back to the Larry Fedora era where, yeah, you're trying to, you know, score more than your opponent because your defense has given up a lot. I hope it's not that case. I hope it's a case where, hey, we can light it up on the offensive end, but yet we're not required to have to score more than 10 or 17 points. I hope this defense can step it up. But, again, you never know. I mean, the Sun Belt is a league that every team has turnover. I mean, we've got 70-plus new guys. You know, you look at the Troys and the South Alabamas and teams like that, they're going to have turnover as well. So it really just depends on which team is able to hit that portal and really get this team back the way it needs to be. And as I kind of started this segment, be able to gel and have that chemistry.
All right, they're going to have their first scrimmage, full contact scrimmage, Saturday. In light of the fact there's so many new players on the team, how crucial will these scrimmage sessions be, you think?
I think that'll be crucial. I mean, there's only so much you can really see in practice. And, you know, obviously you can see enthusiasm, you can see hard work, but, you know, the team part, you don't get but probably 20 to 30 reps at a time in a team session at practice. So that's why you hold these scrimmages. It's live. Quarterbacks, I'm sure, will be somewhat live as well. I can't really speak to that 100%, but I figure they would. You do have to protect those guys, but you get an opportunity now to see what the offensive line can do. Can they protect the quarterback? Can they get a push for the running backs? How talented will we be on the outside? And if we are good offensively, what will the defense look like? And, you know, you're going to have some times where the offense will win, the defense will win. Does it necessarily say one squad is better than the other? No, I don't think so. You could actually go out and neither team look great or both teams look great. And it's really kind of hard to gauge because you're playing against each other. But individually, you'll better see a lot of opportunity. And, you know, what Coach Anderson wants to see is just progress.
August 30,
getting better from day one.
August 31st will represent game week, game prep week, because then the opener is that first weekend in September against Alcorn. So you really have about 2 weeks of practice left, Lee. How soon before you think that the coaches will have solidified in their mind, my starter at position X is this person?
You know, a lot will be said after Saturday's scrimmage. You know, they'll evaluate what they saw at some positions. They probably will go ahead and announce starters. At others, they may not. You know, some teams don't announce certain starters till the week of. So it's, again, hard to tell. But I would think maybe the starter quarterback would be introduced a little bit. That way they've got a full week or 2 weeks at the helm for that one guy. But, again, that's just me saying it's not Coach Anderson.
Sure.
All right, Lee Roberts, everybody. Lee will be joining us every week, starting on game week, the week that Kelly just mentioned. And we always look forward to having you a regular part of the show in the fall, my man. We look forward to having you here in just a couple of weeks. Kick it off for us.
Hey, looking forward to getting it going, man. Appreciate you guys.
All right, thanks, Lee. Lee Roberts, everybody, the great Lee Roberts. As we head to the break, I want to remind you about a great place, home repair, home remodeling, home construction. It's all at MCS Home Center. Everything you need for your next project, whether it be inside or outside, you'll find it at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. The new improvement home center for South Mississippi, with local folks eager to help you. 7329 Highway 98 West. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Southern Bancorp studio. Bob Getty at Kelly Center with you this afternoon. Hey, Genesis of Hattiesburg, that's our official auto dealer of our program. Their sedans and SUVs are gorgeous. They're all at Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, and that is on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Mobay Beignet Company, they're at 2902 Hardy Street. That's a great place to go this weekend. Get yourself a cold coffee and some delicious beignets with the topping on top and the white sugar. Man, oh, man.
Would you ever think that cold coffee would be a bigger seller than hot coffee?
Yeah, today I would. Yes, this week I would.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, Marty Vick invites you to come down to Jewel Masters and bring your old coins and your old jewelry. And if you want to turn silver and gold into cash, he is the man to see. He's been doing it longer than anyone, and he'll give you the best price. It'll be absolutely confidential. You'll be in and out of the store very quickly at Jewel Masters, Highway 98, right across from Academy Sports.
Some of the gold that was laid at the baby Jesus' feet in the manger.
Huh?
Marty Vick was the three wise guys came in. Oh, three wise guys, not wise men. Sorry about that.
Yeah, wise. Yeah. Those are who you know, the wise guys. You've never met one of the wise men.
Yeah.
Hey, and also, football's just around the corner. And if I were going to cater a tailgate for the Alcorn game, I would go to...
Well, Dickey's Barbecue Pit is where you place the order.
Right.
You certainly want to go where your tailgate is going to take place, preferably under a shade tree.
With an AC.
Yes, with an AC unit. But again, it could be as small as a group as five people or however big the group is. Get in touch with the folks at Dickey's and let them know your side dishes, and they'll hook you up with the plastic silverware, everything that you're going to need so you can just enjoy the fellowship of a good tailgate party.
You know, Kelly and I have been doing this a long time, so we do truly appreciate people that listen to the show, and we greatly appreciate those of you that find us on the podcast. It's available on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or Siri. And it's a great way to follow the Eagle Hour if you're not available at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I remember, well, we get a lot of people that do that. We got a call one time from the head of the Postal Workers Union in Washington, D.C., and he's a Southern Miss guy. I met him actually at a game, and he told us that he schedules his lunch hour at 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Central, where he can eat in his office and listen to the show to catch up with Southern Miss. And we're grateful, grateful, grateful to people like that. All right, Kelly, news and notes.
The first official sporting event of the 2026-2027 academic year begins tonight at 6 p.m. when the soccer team will face Alabama State tonight over in Montgomery. That's a 6 o'clock start. They had an exhibition game with Middle Tennessee. They didn't really keep any score up there in Murfreesboro. But tonight, the first game that counts, it'll be the Eagles at Alabama State in women's soccer. 6 p.m. is when that game starts. Then the road trip will continue. They will head down to Lake Charles and take on McNeese State. That'll be a Sunday afternoon game on the 16th. You don't think it'll be warm in McNeese on Sunday afternoon?
No, it'll be very cool. Very cool. Cool fronts are moving in, Kelly.
And the men's basketball team has hired another assistant coach. Calix Stevens joins Jay Ladner's staff. He's a native of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and played collegiate basketball at Indiana State. He also then went overseas and played in Europe, in Macedonia. He's coached at Tallahassee Junior College and comes immediately to Southern Miss from Central Methodist. Coach Stevens already really had a coaching relationship with Ben Mandelbaum, who was the last assistant that was named by Jay Ladner. So Kalix, K-A-L-I-X, Stevens, joining Jay Ladner's staff as a new assistant basketball coach at Southern Miss.
You're the king of trivia. The most famous basketball player to ever play at Indiana State was?
The country hick from French Lick. That would be Larry Bird.
He was pretty good.
The Sycamores.
He turned out okay.
And in 79, who did they play in the national championship?
Michigan. State.
And who was big on that team? Magic Johnson.
Oh, Johnson versus Bird.
Yes.
That's a pretty good matchup.
Yeah, yeah. As it turns out. Yeah.
That was a pretty good match. And they played for the national championship, did they?
I think they did. Indiana State? Yeah, Michigan State, of course, has been great in basketball for years. But once Larry Bird left, the Sycamores kind of fell off the face of the earth.
Well, I can see why.
But
he was pretty good.
But speaking of major stars, one has just
walked in.
Coming into our studio.
We have a Dima sighting.
Yes.
Did you? Here's what I think happened. I think Esther kept him up all night, so he grabbed a few winks while we were on the air.
My bad, I lost track of time. I guess I'm 2 minutes till the show ends, but just wanted to come by and say hello to everybody.
Well, aren't you nice?
And he obviously was in a hurry because he looked like he combed his hair with an egg beater this morning.
Yeah.
But that's the pot calling the kettle black. If I had ever heard it.
Hey, I got to get back every once in a while, you know.
Hey, the Secret Service wants to have a word with you. They're outside.
Uh-oh.
So you know.
Oh, yeah. And I see an IRS car out there as well. That's really the one that doesn't surprise me.
Are there any food carts I can hide in?
I don't think so, Kelly. I think you've probably worn that trick out.
No food carts big enough to fit.
All right,
me.
That wraps up the show today. I've heard enough about Kelly today.
So. Tim Hallman's going to be on the show tomorrow.
He is, and we look forward to him all the time. We'll have our Sun Belt countdown. We'll be looking at
Georgia State, baby. The Panthers. We need to keep them.
I might show up late to tomorrow's show, too.
Yeah, I may miss that Georgia State segment myself.
Go Panthers.
Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.